Fake news, fake content, fake information. These are terms that have been confusing many of us, many humans in the human society for some time now. And it's a new menace in the society, as if we didn't have enough of them. So, but since we have it, we have to deal with it. But we need to understand, what is it, and is it really something new? If you really think deeply and look at it with your own eyes and not with the eyes of the media, then you would begin to see that it's not really something new. Fake news has been there since the birth of human civilization, throughout ages, in the form of organized religions, in the form of political ideologies. Subtle traces of truth have been mixed with lies and imaginations and creative stories in order to gain popularity. And even if they were not created with the purpose of gaining popularity, they did gain popularity. So they spread it among the masses. And slowly people began to take them as facts, such as the story of creationism. So there are these lies, these gossips, these rumors in various forms of ideologies that people already take to be true. So you see that fake content or fake information is not really new. What really is new is that is the medium of it on which this fake news is transmitted and spread. And because of technology, because of the internet, now the speed of this spreading has increased exponentially. That's why it has the potential to impact human civilization way, way more than such fake content or fake information could do a few thousand years ago. So fake content and fake information is out there, just as it was out there a few thousand years ago. The medium has changed. We are now using internet, and this way fake news can do more harm to our progress, to our well-being, to sanity of human society. So how can we solve fake news or fake content? The question comes down to one simple thing. How can we solve yet another form of human stupidity? Because fake news is not a new thing. It's been there. Yet we couldn't solve it in the first place. That's why we have religious terrorisms, wars and battles, all based on grounds of lies, falsehoods and fallacies, and tribalism and personal gain. And now the medium has changed. That's it. There is, except for that, there is no difference. I mean, it's not a new thing at all. Information has always been a stepping stone in the path of progress. But now, because of the medium called the internet, that very information can do equal harm to the society in a very tiny period of time. In a very small time, it can do way more harm to the society. It can wreak havoc, and it is already wreaking havoc in various parts of the world, in Sri Lanka, in India, in US. In US, it's just politics, winning elections. In developing countries like Sri Lanka and India, in various other regions, people are actually dying because of rumors spread through the internet. So how can we change it, really? You can't. You can't change people. You could not do it a few thousand years ago. You cannot do it now, and you'll not be able to do it a few thousand years from now, in the future. What you can do is be responsible of your own actions. Be responsible and truly analytical or judgmental of every bit of information that you consume from the internet. Remember this golden principle, my friend. Every bit of information that you consume from the internet has the potential to be as wrong as it can be right. So consume information wisely, especially when you are consuming them or going through them from untrusted sources. That's why stick to trusted sources more. Even they should be analyzed properly. So no matter which source or platform you're consuming your content from or on, always keep your own thinking caps on. Don't take any information for granted, because we don't have that luxury anymore. Before, a few thousand years ago, people didn't have the means to convey a message in a small community, in a small groups, or even in larger groups within minutes. Hell, they couldn't even do it within days. They had to travel to spread the message, or in some cases use pigeons. Even the pigeons need time to send a certain message. But now, all it takes is one single click to spread one rumor, one fake content, one false information having the potential to destroy lives. Information today can destroy lives. It's more important to know than to know that information can save lives. We all know information can save lives. Information had the potential to save lives even a few thousand years ago, but today it has the potential to destroy life within minutes, within hours. And it is doing so right now in various corners of the world. So be responsible, my friend, and discuss the matter with your friends and colleagues and family so that they also be cautious of the things that they consume from the internet. Always try to learn the source of that information. Always try to understand the underlying evidence of it. Always try to recognize the flaws in it. Always use your thinking. Always use your own rationality.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.